They have not dropped a match in their last two tournaments, doubles or singles, number ones and number twos. And they had another perfect score yesterday with 36 points, and they will be switching it up a little bit tomorrow, going to Ellsworth. Pretty good competition there. We're going to talk to the doubles team here that's won the last couple of meets, starting off with the junior Sage Steckline. How are you doing this evening?
Not too bad. How are you, Adam?
Doing all right. Go ahead and pull that microphone up a little closer to you. There you go. I tell you what, it's been a little warm last couple of days, even last week. You're a little breezy, of course, this time of year, but you've been off to a pretty hot start this year. And what's been working well for you?
I don't know, just kind of doing the things that I've done the past years, but doing them better, and then, you know, adding more to my game in the off season, and then during season, you know, just applying it.
What are some things that you've added?
I feel like I've located the ball better and kind of, you know, added a little bit more pace, and I think that just comes with, like, getting stronger as you go throughout high school.
And I know you've rotated partners here this year. Last couple of meets, you've been with Avery. It sounds like that's going to be the case tomorrow. How's that chemistry been working with a different partner so far?
You know, it's been pretty good. I've, you know, kind of switched partners each year I've played tennis, so it's, you know, it takes a little bit, but it's nice that I'm friends with all these guys off the court, so getting on, you know, and, you know, winning cures all, so.
That it does. The practices have to be quite competitive, don't they?
Oh, yeah. You know, we get into it. Sometimes coach has to remind us to dial it back and that we are still teammates at the end of the day.
That's right. Yeah, I got the competitive juices flowing there for sure. But be a good competition for you tomorrow at Ellsworth. What are you looking to see over at Ellsworth?
I don't know. I think it'll be nice to, you know, I think this will be our most competitive meet so far. So it'll be kind of nice to, you know, keep us focused all day and really see what that looks like.
So are you ready for that?
I think so. I mean, you know, sometimes it's nice playing, you know, easier matches just because it is a win at the end of the day, but sometimes a loss is better than an easy win.
Absolutely. Well, congratulations on a hot start here, and good luck to you coming up tomorrow.
Thank you, Adam.
All right, once again, junior Sage Steckline, and I say junior because pretty much it's all juniors for this group here on varsity so far this year, and another junior joining us here in Avery Nolan. How are you doing this evening?
Pretty good, Adam. How are you?
Doing all right. Go ahead and pull that mic. There you go.
There we go.
That's much better. But you've been making the switch here, transition to doubles here lately. How's that been for you?
It's been quite the change, but I've been enjoying it quite a bit.
And it's got to be a little different. You don't have to work the full core. You only have to work, you know, a good chunk of it. Do you like that better?
Oh, yeah. I mean, it saves the legs a lot. And I can eat more whenever we don't have a match going on. And pretty nice.
Priorities, right?
Oh, yeah.
What do you pack there to eat?
I mean, a couple of peanut butter and jellies, you know, just some snacks.
Yeah, a little peanut butter jelly time.
Oh, yeah.
All right. But last couple of meets, you've had some really good wins here, dominating fashion here. And what's been really working well for you guys this year?
I think just the chemistry that we have. I mean, we haven't played much, like, before this year, but I think we're just kind of flowing together really well.
All right. And you know what? I know you were asking about something coming up here, but you were focused for tomorrow. Ellsworth, a little different to competition there. Sounds like it's going to be one of your toughest meets of the year.
Yep. We've already played Ellsworth, but getting to see a Wichita school will be a big leap.
Yeah, and it's a team that's always a very new program, but a perennial power. So that'll be kind of exciting. And did you guys see them at all last year?
I had played a kid from Classical and Trinity, but no, not from where we're getting ready to play.
All right. Well, hopefully things work out for you here. What would you like to see as you work through this year?
I want to try to place up in the higher placings at state. That'd be a good goal for us to get.
All right. Well, congratulations on a good start. Been a fun run here. Good luck to you coming up tomorrow.
Thank you.
All right. Once again, Junior Avery Noel joining us here from Scott City Ace Hardware. It's a good time to talk here with Coach Corbin Jansen as well here as he gets the headset on. They won the tournament at home last week, last Thursday. They win yesterday at Trigo and winning in a big way as well. Coach, have you ever seen this like this where you win – singles, doubles, both the number ones and twos, maybe one time like that, but twice in a row?
No, that was pretty exciting yesterday. They had that goal going into yesterday to get another sweep, and pretty exciting to go 24-0 in the last two meets, and win in big fashion too, with the exception of a couple matches here and there.
Well, and you know, I'm It's always good to be undefeated like that, but do you feel like that they've really continued to elevate their play with the domination?
Yeah, there's some matches here and there where, you know, they start playing down to their competition, and yesterday we discussed a lot, today at practice, you got to make a game within a game when you're playing against an opponent that's inferior, and you don't give up easy points, and try some new things here and there, but really just try not to give up a single point or a single game. Yeah. and you know, make it a little bit more competitive for yourself.
Well, you have to look at, you know, you have Houston at number one singles, you have Aiden at number one doubles there, and they've been a team for quite a bit as well. And then you have your number one doubles there with Sage and Avery, and your number two doubles with Dante and Dylan. And you know, they haven't skipped a beat. It's just they're making it tougher for the coaches to see who wants to play singles and how you're going to line that up, because you're going to be about halfway through already here coming up.
Yeah, we'll have to make your decision here soon. You know, I keep throwing new combos in there, hoping that someone screws things up for us and makes the decision easier. But they've kind of dominated the last couple meets. Tomorrow will be a different story. We'll see at least some new teams and a couple that definitely have some strengths, especially in doubles, and number one player in the state in singles from Central Plains. So, you know, we're hoping that we can walk away undefeated, but I'd rather take some losses here and play someone new.
Well, it's still a pretty exciting time, and it's probably the right time for you guys to see this competition.
Yeah, you know, you don't want to get lackadaisical in the middle of the season, especially with you got a little week off here next week, and so hopefully this gives us a little boost and get a good week of practice before things really pick up after that.
Even your JV kids, they continue to impress this year in a lot of their meets as well.
Yep. Yesterday, only had five go to Hoisington, but still finished second place overall. And yeah, up through all the way through, they're doing really well.
All right. Once again, Coach Corbett Jansen joining us here. We're at Scott City Ace Hardware, Scott City Coaches Show Tennis, off to a hot start this year, and they get their first big test coming up here tomorrow at the Ellsworth Invitational there, and that should be a fun one, and I hope to see nothing but great success for you guys. Thanks again for the time, Coach, and good luck coming up here tomorrow.
Yep, thank you.